Look at our sisters. How many of them have been attacked by this vicious attack, which this secret, subtle way? How many of them are working with the other sex, whereby they are intermingling, they are joking, laughing, they even shake their hand of their boss or kiss their cheek? Isn't this an attack which has destroyed our Muslim sisters, our flowers, which we consider? And why is this? Why? What is this lady receiving on television or in the magazines or in the media? What's the propaganda that she is exposed to, that the Muslim women are oppressed? So when they see the fashion in the Western lady, naturally the lady is weak. So when she sees that, she thinks she's in a prison. She thinks that Islam is oppressing her. So she wants to liberate herself. She wants to free herself from this oppression. So beware, dear brothers and sisters. Look at the world how it is today. Look at all those radio stations that have been placed, all the television stations that are placed solely for broadcasting. What? Communism or Christianity. As one of them said, that Africa by the year 2000 will be beaming with Christianity. One of the devils said this. Huh? Beaming, mashallah, of Christianity. Wallahi, Allah proved him wrong. Bayyam ra'abtu. Beaming of Christianity. Look, if you've ever woken up after Fajr and you've opened your television, inshallah, none of us do it, but it happens. And once I opened it to a Christian program called, I knew it was on, I just wanted to see the garbage that's on it. I think it's called Benny, what? Benny Hillis? Benny Shaitan. Then this guy is mad and crazy. He's got a big wig on, first of all. And then he puts his hand, I believe that this person out there is such and such. Oh, she's cured. Oh, he's cured. He's got a broken leg. And he just, hold of a leg. You know what? You understand what I'm trying to get to. You have to have seen this. And he just goes and touches people. Ah, he falls down. I wonder how much money he gives him after the show. He just falls down. Then it's like, you know, he thinks himself as being a prophet who can heal in the name of Jesus. Alayhi ma yastahiqqu min Allah, these devils. Wallahi, they're devils. But this is our situation that we are living in now. So brothers and sisters, be aware of the current affairs. Look around us. Open your eyes and reflect and take heed. For indeed, we are living in a time where it's just about to end. So before we leave this world, wake up to ourselves. Let us wake up to ourselves. Let us love Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by implementing that which He commanded us and by abstaining from that which He warned us to keep away from. This is the way you can really love Allah Ta'ala, brothers and sisters. This is the only way you can really love Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because loving Allah and His Messenger is not just by kissing the Quran and putting it on the shelf, or by celebrating the Prophet's birthday, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not the way you love Allah. The way you love Allah Ta'ala and His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is to give them priority in your life, to make Allahu Akbar in reality, Allahu Akbar, Allah the greatest. Not by just me speech, but action. Wa akhra da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I will leave it now, inshallah.